Kevin, how much easier was it for you to get into a rhythm calling plays last week once you got the running game going a little bit and had some extended drives?
Yeah, I mean, anything of, you know, consistency, whether you're throwing or running the ball, it just makes it so much easier because you start to call something, you see the way the defenses adjust to stop you, and then you can come back and exploit their overreaction or overadjustment. The problem is when nothing's working, that's when you're scrambling. So it was good, and it was really, really encouraging to see us run the ball the way we did. We haven't done that in a long time, so that was very encouraging, and hopefully we can keep that aspect of the game going and stay away from the turnovers. We should be in good shape.
Getting the boss back, what kind of difference could that make for you guys in front?
Let me say this. Jimmy Cordell's played very, very well. And, you know, obviously David's a starter, so you hope when your starter comes back you're going to continue to play as well, if not better, and that's what we will expect. And I think David gives you some, you know, more experience and a guy that has earned the starting position for us. So you'd like to think you're going to get better. But, again, part of the thing is the changes. All the changes just keep hurting the cohesiveness and the coordination. But, you know, David's been there with those guys before. He's had David Deal next to him. He's had Kevin Booth next to him. So I think the transition, it will be fairly seamless and fairly quick.
Do you feel like that group's played better the last few weeks?
No question. No question. After the last 2 weeks, they played very well. So that's been a huge step in the right direction.
What about Hillis? What do you hope he's able to provide?
You know what? He's going to have to play. So he's the injuries factor has been incredible. So he's going to play some. We're just kind of waiting and seeing and trying to judge exactly how much he can pick up in a short period of time. Fortunately, he's a bright guy. You know, he's been down at Tampa Bay, which uses our system, so he's more familiar than the average guy would be coming into a brand-new situation. There's a lot of nomenclature and terminology that he's familiar with. So I think that's going to expedite the process, but it's still new. There's still some differences, so we're kind of assessing it as we go. But right now, he's been impressive.
With Brandon, he had 22 carries, but he's dealt with the hamstring. I mean, he's obviously got a little wear and tear on him just from overtime. How much do you think you can you realistically expect him to kind of shoulder the same load he had last game, or do you have to find a way to?
You're asking me, you know, medical questions that it's impossible for me to predict the answer to. I mean, the thing that that he did last week was inspirational, to be honest with you, to see the toughness he displayed and the commitment he made to our football team to help us get that component of the game going. So I know he's going to give us everything he's got. You know, we'll just play it by ear and see how he's holding up. I don't mean to be evasive, but it's just impossible to predict.
I guess I mean, would you rather have him like be able to?
I could care less, as long as somebody's doing it and doing it well. You know, obviously if he's doing it, and certainly he's earned the right to get the start at it, then we'll be happy with anybody running the ball as well as he did.
How have you felt about your tight end play so far this year?
You know, I thought Brandon did a nice job blocking, you know, for us. You know, we're like all of us at all positions. We haven't been as productive as we'd like to be, but it's not just one position. It's all of us.
What came earlier, Tom had mentioned about Cox. You know, maybe is he still in the mix or?
Yeah, I mean, again, the injury factor has caused everybody to be moved up a couple of notches in the depth chart. So, yeah, we're looking at him, trying to get him as ready as we can.